Another comment I wanted to make, actually, coming back to what Donna said and dog attacks, etc., which I forgot to say, was one of the things I was told by guide dogs is if your dog is being attacked, whether that's on harness or off harness, that you are to, get away if you can, and you mustn't try and get involved. Not that I would adhere to that, because I'd try everything to protect my dogs. But now, I don't know if you heard, there was a dog attack a couple of years ago in London where somebody was coming off a tube station, and they were walking down a tunnel of a tube station, and this guy's dog was let off the lead to go for this person's dog, and obviously the dog sustained quite a few injuries and was out of work for a while, and obviously that must have been terrifying. And obviously I know at the time that lady had no had to let go of her dog, and anyway, I know that person was caught for it and whatever in the end, but you know, there are just so many circumstances out there where, you know, the general public, and especially ones with these vicious dogs, and I don't think it's going to get any better, unfortunately. It's going to get worse, sad to say, because there are some sick individuals out there that think, they can use their dog as bait. And a lot of these dogs are fighting dogs, and, you know, and people, you know, get some sort of kick out of, you know, letting their dog attack a defenceless either little or guide dog or whatever. That's what they want. They get some fun out of that. So as far as I'm concerned, if it comes to me or their fun, they're not going to have their fun, because I will do anything to protect my dog. And if that would mean, unfortunately, running into a busy road, as I have done before when years ago when I was younger, I didn't even think about it, when my dog, I had a pet dog actually at the time, and the dog ran off and I just ran without thinking into a busy road. I was luckily, I wasn't hurt, everything stopped and I got my dog back. But you know, that is just sort of how people react, you know, how you react when you're frightened or scared or whatever. You just go, you don't really think, really. I think if there was a busy road near me and I was in that situation, I wouldn't think. I would just do anything to get away from that person and save my dog. Anyway, that's me. But I did think I'd like to say that, yeah, guide dogs have said to me that if you needed to, you are to leave your dog, basically, and let go of your dog in that situation. So it'd be interesting if guide dogs have a view to say something on here as well, actually.